Fred Film Radio, il cinema ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from 2017 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm very pleased to finally get to interview Frédéric Mer. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
My pleasure.
Now, Frédéric, feel free to stop me if I get any of these details wrong. Just as an introduction to what it is that you do, I'm going to list only two of the things. As the director of the Cinémathèque Suisse, which for people who don't speak French is the Cinémathèque of Switzerland, and recently appointed president of FIEF, which is the International Federation of Film Archives. So we're going to try and talk about both of those things and more for the next 10 minutes. So my first question actually is related to the Cinémathèque, because we have never actually talked about the Cinémathèque Suisse directly on Fred Film Radio, so I would really appreciate it if you could start off this interview by just giving a quick overview of the institution.
Well, Swiss Cinémathèque is in fact the National Film Archive of Switzerland, and it started in 1948, so it's really one of the oldest in Europe and one of the biggest, because we have the chance to have a huge collection of obviously Swiss films and Swiss-related films, also films shot in Switzerland, or with Swiss stars abroad, but we also have a big collection of non-Swiss film. For example, we will present in Bologna together with Cinémathèque Française and especially La Fondation Jérôme Sédou Pathé a first part of La Roue by Abel Gance, which is a French film, but from which we have a very important unique print, tinted print. So that's it. I mean, it's a huge collection with a lot of big surprises, and we use this collection for programming, obviously, but also for making restoration of very important stuff. We are a national archive, meaning that we also are intended to protect and preserve and restore the national patrimony. But obviously, because we are Swiss, we are in the middle of Europe, even if we are not European, we try to cooperate with a lot of our sister cinematheques in the rest of Europe.
Yes, you've actually tempted me there to take a break from the Cinémathèque a little bit and talk about La Roue before we move on and before I forget. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
La Roue is Abel Gance's long feature made in 1923, which had a lot of different versions because it was recut and re-edited for a lot of time because it was 9 hours or 8 hours long. Then it was very difficult to reconstruct the film during the ages. So now La Fondation Jérôme Sédou Pathé is trying really to reconstruct the film as it was presented in 1923 in the first official screening in the Gaumont Palace in Paris, because they found the cue sheet, they found the music of this screening. So we can reconstruct the film through the music, because the music takes all the indication of what scene is, to try to have the film like Abel Gance shown it at the time. So it's one version. Maybe tomorrow we'll do another one, but it's a long way, because we are trying to reconstruct as well the images and the music.
I think it's fantastic, and it's very interesting how you can reconstruct a film from the music sheet. So that's an aspect of film archive and restoration that I'd really love to discuss with you maybe at a later stage. But right now, let's get back to the Cinémathèque. So from your overview, I could tell, and our listeners probably could tell as well, that the Cinémathèque deals with restoration, archiving, preservation, conservation. What about exhibition? Do you have a means to exhibit the films as well?
Yes, obviously we do. We have in fact 3 cinemas. We don't use it all the time. We have a small one where we do projections 3 times a day, all year long, with retrospective, tributes, special screenings, regular programs, documentaries, and so on. And on the other way, we recuperate a very old cinema built in 1929, the Capitol, which is an 800 seats cinema, a huge one, where we do special events, and we have a lot of special events with premiere of new film, premiere of restored ones, various events, for example, screening with orchestra. So it's a place now very important for our Cinémathèque, because it's probably it is the biggest old cinema existing, still existing in Switzerland, and we are planning to restore it completely and to add a new cinema, a second one, inside the old one. So it will be really the center of our exhibition and screening activities.
That's wonderful. Not only restoring films, but also restoring the cinemas and theaters. You know, looking at kind of your journey that got you here, there's many things that we could talk about, but one of them that kind of caught my eye was your involvement in, I read about this, now correct me if I'm wrong, Lanterne Magique, which dealt with kids kind of and movies. And I was wondering, is there an interest in film education and maybe screening these films to kids?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really my start because I started as a director and as a film journalist, but it's true that in 92 we founded with some friends the Magic Lantern, to say it in English, which is still a film club for children, small ones, from 6 to 11, 12, because we thought that it was important to educate children to cinema since the beginning. So to make them love black and white, to make them love silent film. So we started there to present in a very funny way with the help of theater, very old ones, very old films, also recent ones, but it permits us really to have a very strong way of educating children to cinema, because in Switzerland, no one is doing it. Schools doesn't do any cinema lessons. It starts only in the university, so it's a bit late. Yeah. And we notice now that this Magic Lantern Club, which exists in all Switzerland in 75 cities, which is quite a lot, educate a lot of children to love cinema. And now, when I'm teaching at the university, almost 80% of the students I got are ex-children from the Magic Lantern. So we really see an effect. And the Magic Lantern spread out in the world, in some other countries, especially in Spain, and there was some experiment in Italy and other countries. It's quite difficult. It's a money problem, because it's cost-effective to do it. But it's still working, and now Magic Lantern also produce films made by important directors to short film by 10 minutes, which try to explain a genre of cinema or the actor, how to become an actor in 10 minutes. So famous director making those shorts to help children to understand what cinema is. And one of those was presented even in the Berlinale 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Well, thank you very much for talking about it, because it is kind of something that I think is very important to talk about, as well as everything else that we have covered so far. But of course, I must not forget to congratulate you on recently being appointed as the president of FIAF. And now starts the second part of our interview. And again, if you don't mind, if I could ask you to give a brief overview of what FIAF does.
Well, FIAF is since 38, so it's really older than our archive, the starting point of a federation of all the archive of the world, all the non-profit archive. So it means all the public organization which tries since the beginning to preserve and restore and project film of the old times. It started in 38, thanks to Cinémathèque Française, British Film Institute, MoMA, Museum of Modern Art in New York, and at the time Reichsfilmarchiv by Goebbels. But whatever.
I did not know
and
that.
It grows especially after the war, just after the war, because 38 was a not very good time to found these kind of things, to start these kind of things. So it really developed it after the war, and now we have 164 affiliates, which means really a reunion of all the archive. Basically, the idea is to talk together, to exchange experience, to exchange help and advice, training program, outreach program. But I think the main thing is that we always, in the FIAF community, we always be able to cross borders and politics. For example, during the 60s, it was the only place in the film world where people from the East was talking to the people from the West. And for example, a lot of the Czechs new wave of cinema was brought in the West thanks to the archive people discussing together and bringing some films in their luggage when they come back from the East. So yes, it's a place, a sort of an open place where we can discuss problems and topics of our community. But it also, our mission, I think, our principal mission is to recall to all the people that a film is a piece of art, is a work of art, and we have to preserve it for the future. Because if we don't do that, we might lose it. And in the digital era, I think it's quite important because people doesn't accept that maybe their photograph they have done with their phone might disappear within a few years if they don't protect it. And our mission in the digital era is really to say to the producer, be careful, you have to protect your materials, you have to send the material to the archive to protect it for the future.
Yeah, film is quite vulnerable.
Film was always vulnerable, but the strange thing is that the nitrate flammable films, which were meant as the more vulnerable film at the time, now last more than 100 years and still are there. Mm. But the digital films now can disappear only 5 years after they are done. So we are thinking, and we have the strange impression that the actual film is more vulnerable than it was at the time.
Yeah. So the PF Congress was just on quite recently, and just as a question, Fred Film Radio was here in Bologna for last year's Congress, but we did not go this year. So what are the pressing issues at the moment that were talked about at this Congress?
Well, I think the main issue is obviously this sort of reflection about digital is still an issue because it's quite new for us, and digital in the cinema is 10 years. I mean, it's not so recent in the market. And a second issue is a question of countries which have a lot of money to have maybe nice archives with a lot of electricity, but the problem is what happens in Africa and other countries in war where we have to preserve collection and there is no gas, no electricity, nothing to freeze the vaults. So the kind of problem. And second, the training outreach program we are developing, because the new generation are losing more and more the knowledge of the old technology, of the film technology, the classical celluloid film. And that's, I think, something we are to work on, to still teach to the people what it was and to make them learn how to use it, how to protect it. Because even if we are in the digital era, we still have to work on the past. So that, I think, is probably some of the main topics we have to work on.
And I think it's very charming because even the fact that we could discover films from different parts of the world where we haven't really seen much from is just sort of tells me that the future is also in the past.
But maybe just adding something, we gave in Los Angeles, where the Congress was, the FIAF Award, which we give out each year to Christopher Nolan, the famous English director who was terminating Dunkirk. And he made a very important speech about the importance of film, because he's still shooting on film and he's enhancing to the market and to the studio the fact that it's important to preserve film as a culture, film celluloid, as a culture, as a way of making film, as a way maybe also to protect the film during the digital era.
That's fantastic. I want to finish this on a lighter note. We're at Il Cinema Ritrovato, and I'm not sure if you have had the chance to look at the program properly, but perhaps you have a few titles that you're interested in or something that you've already seen. I know that you have a very busy schedule, but even if you won't get to watch them, what would be the screenings that you would watch?
One thing for me important in this edition was the complete retrospective of the only four films by Jean Vigo, because I think it was important to rediscover those works. I mean, it's a very tiny work, but it's probably one of the most important director of the time. For me, it was amazing to re-see La Talente in the Piazza Maggiore. Obviously, La Rue, because we are involved in, and it's just the first part of the film. And for example, this afternoon, I'll try to discover a very strange film by Julien Duvivier, La Fête à Henriette, which I like to see, which is a very strange comedy made by Duvivier with a sort of outer ironic and meta film about the writing of a film, which is a quite modern film made in 55, I think. And as you know, the program is so rich that it's difficult just to pick up, and I want to see some Mitchum films and for the rest, I don't know. I have to put my head on the book, but I'm leaving tomorrow, so I will not be able to see so many films, so I didn't look too much, because if not, I'm sad when I did to take the train.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
You're welcome.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.